For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to Fitzy and Hart on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
One of my absolute favorite songs and one of the absolute best covers. I believe this is this the Ataris or Alien Ant Farm?
The Ataris.
Hey, Ataris, I love it. Awesome cover. Great song. Good call, Nico. 209, and we are feeling fine on this beautiful Father's Day Sunday. It is gorgeous outside. It is sunny. It is beautiful. I've seen Red Sox fans and Yankees fans streaming by the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio here at America's most beloved ballpark during the first hour of the Fitzy and Hart program. Everyone's in a good mood today. The series is split thus far. Sox got whooped on Friday night, and the nice part was they moved up the game nice and early so you could watch the Sox get absolutely clobbered Friday night, Andy. Verdugo going deep to center field and then calling out the fans. And then that way you got the Sox game out of the way so you could watch the Celtics get their junk kicked in Friday night. It was perfect, but we got it all out of our system because yesterday the Sox struck back and then the Celtics made their way home. Hopefully Deuce and Dad are having a nice little bike ride around Newton, enjoying a Father's Day, getting ready to laser focus on bringing back Banner 18 to where it belongs. Actually, it doesn't exist yet, but bringing a title back to Title Town, bringing the entitlement and the obnoxiousness and the joy and everything that comes with it. Hopefully all the bad behavior Friday night at the Boston Garden during the watch party does not put a little bad mojo on the town after that. Hopefully that was just a couple of knuckleheads being knuckleheads. I, for one, am very excited about tomorrow night as well. Have you cleared the deck to make your plans for tomorrow evening's viewing, Andrew?
You're damn right. I'll be sitting on my couch with my JB jersey on, my sun's out, guns out, and ready to roll.
Yeah. This would be nice. Actually, we have a nice, as we come to you from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, I would like to remind everybody that this afternoon's radio program is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Celebrate the great American sales event and join the Bronco family. Or get a great offer on America's best-selling trucks, F-Series. That is the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. We do have a nice 7 o'clock tilt tonight here at the ballpark, Andy. I think, actually, it might be the right kind of night for everyone to just sort of like sit back, relax, tune in to a little Sunday night baseball. I don't think the rivalry is anywhere near where it used to be. It may never be. Did you see that video, by the way? But still, you know, it is Sox-Yankees, and the Red Sox are doing a spectacular job of keeping their head above water. How in the world they're still 500, considering that 98% of the team has spent time on the injured list this year, is beyond me. Testament to the players they have, their fortitude, the, you know, I guess the attitude of no one else outside of this room thinks we can do it, so therefore we're going to do it. And also, testament to Alex Cora. I mean, honestly, I mean, Breslow's done a good job. The people before him did a good job as well. They got a lot of, you know, day gamers, jobbers, and a rich minor league system that has kept them afloat all this time without calling up the big guns like the Marcelo Mayers and the Teals and the Anthonys. But God bless him for being able to stay at the line as far as this year has gone, because it's just one IL stint after another, pulled tendon after another, strained UCL after another, the rib injury for Casas. I mean, they're doing all this without the people we thought that would have been able to help them come in, what was the Vegas win total, 77 and a half games on the season? Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and in this series, the star power, you know, when you watch like Soto go deep last night and Aaron Judge is up and you're like, oh, yeah. Remember when we used to compete star for star, go back and forth? Jeter's better, Nomar's better. Like, yeah, the Red Sox aren't in that world of stars right now, but they're a competitive baseball team. They're a little bit better than I thought they were going to be. Obviously, their pitching has been really pretty damn good. Tanner Houck, Houckamania, potential all-star, and Connor
potential
Wong.
Potential Cy Young, Andy. The guy's yeah. Incredible this year.
Especially modern-day Cy Young, where you don't actually have to win games to win the Cy Young Award. The old days, you kind of had to win games. Now they use all the numbers, and they're like, hey, that guy's a really good pitcher, but his team blows. He could win one of those types of Cy Youngs, yeah.
7-5 on the season, a 2.08 ERA.
That's pretty good.
89 strikeouts and a whip of 0.95. I mean, in the American League, East?
Yep.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah, there's even last night I'm watching Yoshida's back and he's driving the ball. And
who? What? He's back?
Yeah.
Yoshida? Masataka?
And they're like, oh, he really drives the ball effortlessly. I was like, since when? I see him drive the ball in a ground ball to second base most of the time. So, no, there's some things to enjoy at the ballpark and with this series in particular. I'm not sure they're basically a 500 baseball team. I think we've pretty much figured that out.
But they're and then, 2.5 games out of the wild card. Like, that's incredible.
And then they'll be 8.5 when it matters, because after the All-Star break, they fall apart. It's what happens, because they won't do anything.
But what about, wait, hold on a second. What about maybe actually trading for someone this year, sending in some reinforcements, or maybe calling up some of the kids?
They going to do that? Do you think they're going to do that? Does it feel like they're going to do that?
It does not.
Okay. Thank you.
That doesn't go against Mr. Henry's plan of us having to recalibrate our expectations.
I got something he can recalibrate right
now. Oh, hey. Oh, there's speakers outside the studio. Somebody just walking by, just... There's a lady walking by in a pink sweatshirt, and when you said, I got something you can recalibrate, she turned and looked at me like, got a show you got going on in there.
Clean it up, Fitzgerald.
It's not me.
Oh,
who do we got on the bump tonight? Oh, Cutter Crawford's on the hill tonight. All right. There we go. That's nice. He's got it's 2-6 on the, see, he's got a 3.47 ERA. That is a solid starting ERA in the American League in 2024. His record, 2-6.
Yeah, that's
be not nice
great.
If they actually had someone that could actually hit the freaking.
You know how you also keep your ERA down because those are earned runs allowed. Have a bad defense around you because there's plenty of unearned runs for this team, and then sometimes earned runs that aren't really earned because there's a lot of defense. Still not the forte necessarily of the Boston Red Sox across the nine positions.
Yeah, I also could do without tuning into Baseball Tonight or SportsCenter and seeing Kyle Schwarber hit another home run this week. If I could just not see him hit another 700-foot home run when I never wanted to see Kyle from Waltham leave the Red Sox in the first place, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, but he wanted 4 years and $80 million or something.
We give him that?
Right. Yes, I'd be happy to give that to him.
We don't want to be lefty-centric in our lineup. We need balance, and we need Rob Refsnyder.
Did you happen to read the Athletic survey? They do one of those anonymous player surveys, and... your boy Rafi Devers got some votes for most overrated player in Major League Baseball.
Oof, you're kidding.
Not a lot. He wasn't in like the top groupings, but it was like others receiving votes, and Rafi Devers was in there. And I thought
who
that was
the most overrated player in baseball according to the Athletic survey?
Son of a bitch, I don't remember.
Wow, again with the language. Jeez.
I forget. It's funny because a couple guys that went deep last night, I believe, were in it. I don't know exactly when this was taken. May have been spring training. I think Soto got some votes. I think J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez out in Seattle, got some votes, but he went deep last night and he's heating up a little bit.
My God, the guy's like the complete package. How the hell could you call him over it?
But he didn't have a great year last year. This year he's had a great year. He's going to make himself some money. I wouldn't mind seeing him make some money at Fenway Park, which I also found interesting. In this survey, places players would want to play, Fenway still ranked high because of the crowd and the care factor of fans and the atmospheres that created. So the Fenway faithful are still a draw for some of these players, if you believe the Athletic survey.
I like the care factor in there. I like the fact that it's not like, ooh, our ballpark has, you know, vegan options, or you can put crickets on your tacos, or, oh, it's very mellow. It's a non-invasive media. Like, nope, you know what we do here pretty much still? Fenway Franks, overpriced Sundays and helmets, screaming fans that are right on top of you, access, passion. invigoration. That's what this is all about. I'm glad to hear that people are still interested in that. Now we just need an ownership group that would actually open up the purse strings, see what's available in the Venmo account and go shopping for a change as opposed to selling off spare parts. So help me God, if this team stays 2 to 3 games out of the wild card hunt all the way into the All-Star break and beyond, and next thing you know, it's like, and Chris Martin has been dealt away to team blank. Kenley Jansen can probably expect to be traded next. That'll be, what a kick in the blanks that'll be. I mean, just
it'll
buy
happen.
In.
Get used to it.
Why?
I don't know. It's what they do.
I know it's what they do. I'm not asking you when I say why. I'm just asking aloud as somebody who enjoys baseball, as someone who loves, like, this is my prime baseball enjoyment. Right now, I'm going to be posted up at Cape Cod for the next couple of weeks. There is nothing, next to nothing. It's a shack.
I'll be at my Cape home if anyone needs me.
It is far from an estate or some sort of compound. It's a little sea shack.
What day do they do the gardens? Is the landscaper there today to make sure it's ready for your
Yes, my wife is down there right now currently preparing it. Thank you very much.
Jeez, what time does the chef arrive for your meal?
I'll be there around 6, actually, preparing my own steak tip supper. Thank you very much. Sitting back, relaxing, enjoying a vitamin C brew, playing with the kids by the shoreline, having the best time of my life, living my best life possible. But what I was going to say was, before I was so rudely interrupted by Andy wallet shaming me, there's not much in there except receipts and bills, bro. I was going to say, when I say, like, now is my favorite time for baseball, like summertime, you know, Castigs and Fleming and Lou and everyone on the call, Bradfo, just listening to the voices of summer, the boys of summer, just the white noise of radio, the companionship that comes with it. And if it's a meaningless game, I'll listen to it out of, you know, ritual and addiction and because it's commonplace and comforting. But I would love to be invested. I would love to actually care because, you know, I heard Arcand on the Sunday Mass saying earlier, like, he loves this team. He's surprised how much he loves this team. This is a team that's getting you to buy in and care about them a whole lot more than many of us may have anticipated. I just would like ownership to do exactly what the fans are doing now, which is stick with these guys and buy in a little bit more. End Red Sox rant. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. We will go back to the Celtics in just a couple of minutes and get into what we think we might see tomorrow night at the TD Garden for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, Celtics-Mavs, 8:30 on the American Broadcasting Company Network. But first, let's catch you up on everything else trending in the wild world of sports with producer Nico.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Fitzy and Hart on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
How did desperation and urgency factor into your guys' overall performance tonight, especially defensively with 3 steals from Luka, chasing down, you know, intercepting steal after missing a long shot? And how do you carry that over to Boston?
Yeah, I think, we have nothing to lose going to Boston. That mindset of being aggressive, and then to answer the first part of your question, Luka, as we know, can play defense, and you saw that tonight. Some of the criticism that he's had, you know, here of late, you know, for whatever reason, talked about his defense, and I think he stepped up and was there. And he knows in Boston he's going to be right back where, you know, in the pick and roll, and so he's going to have to compete and play defense again.
That was Dallas Mavericks coach Jason Kidd following the Mavs' 38-point win in Game 4 of the NBA Finals Friday night. You are listening to Fitzy and Hart on WEEI and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number if you'd like to weigh in with your Celtics take. See, Andy, to me, there is a little something, I don't know, there's a little something frisky about the Mavericks tomorrow night. I don't feel like this is, okay, fine, we got our consolation game. We gave our home fans one to cheer about. We gave them, you know, we gave them a good one. Okay, you know, we beat up on the Celtics so much, it almost brought about like two or three victories worth of joy in one game so that the Mavs fans felt like they got something, a little ROI on the series. There's just a little something like, they're going to come out tomorrow night, I think, swinging. I think they're going to look for a hot start. They're going to look, they'll be raining bombs. They'll probably try to set the physical tempo. They'll try to be the more physical, rather set the tempo. They'll be the more physical team. I think they're hoping that maybe they'll catch the Celtics reeling a little bit. I'm very curious to see exactly how, as John Correll has pointed out when he joined us in the first hour of the program, how the Celtics adjust to the fact to the first time in the series, they're going to have to make adjustments to counter some of the things that Dallas did different in Game 4, which threw the Celtics off their game and allowed the Mavs to get right on the fast track.
Yeah, I'm not really worried. I think the Celtics are the significantly better basketball team, and therefore, I almost don't really care what the Mavericks do. Celtics, take care of your business. Play well. Play your game. Tatum, mix in a shot made every once in a while. Golly.
What a novel idea.
But yeah, like I think if the Celtics play their game, and pretty much also independent of Porzingis, I think the Celtics win on their home court. Now, they could have one of those games where they come out like they did in Game 2 when they couldn't hit a three. And, you know, if that happens, okay, Oof. Now you're taking a step toward fear. And now if the Mavs are hitting their shots and if Luka is having his typical start, because I feel like every game, Luka, you look up in the second quarter and he's got like 22. And you're like, good Lord, he's good.
Man, I don't remember him hitting that many shots, but he just keeps taking them.
Correct. But to me, this is all about the Celtics on their floor in front of their fans playing their game. And if they do that, you know, Kyrie, swing. Luka, swing. Luka, play your defense if you want. And I don't think it'll matter. If the Celtics play well, they win the game.
I wonder what the status of Porzingis is going to be for tomorrow night.
Questionable.
That'll be the official status.
Right.
Do you think, I mean, do they take a swing for the fences tomorrow night and play him? Because you obviously, it's a pain management issue for him. It's a comfort issue for him as well. Obviously, they probably thought they could win and sweep it out without him. That's why he didn't see the court down in Dallas. Of course, you know, can't get a whole series out of the guy without him being dinged up in some capacity. He really is like a chandelier glass Italian sports car. Like, whoa, man, is it beautiful. Wow, it is like nothing you've ever seen. But, geez, it gets dinged up, fractured, cracked, or something happens to it the second it's got one little bump in the road.
Yeah, he's Chris Sale. I continue to say it. He's Chris Sale. Super talented, super skinny, super breakable. And he's going to win a title.
He's a very large Chris Sale.
Well, Chris Sale's a good-sized fella, too. I mean, he's Porzingis big, but...
No.
They're both tall, skinny Bambis who look like they could break at any time, and oftentimes they do.
Yeah, I just can't help but wonder if you see him. How effective could he possibly be if he has to actually have, and pronouncing this injury is just impossible at this point now.
Did you see the, I know we sometimes put too much stock into these Twitter doctors, even the real ones, Dr. Chow, who was the former Chargers doctor, who sort of started that world of analysis from afar. And as soon as the injury came out, he was like, he's done. He's going to have surgery in the offseason. Now, again, he's never seen him. He doesn't treat him, whatever. But I don't have a lot of hope you're going to get much out of Porzingis moving forward. And I also don't think you necessarily need a lot out of Porzingis moving forward. You have a 3-1 lead. Finish the damn series on your court.
You should be able to beat them.
He was
them.
Really good in game one, though.
He was good. He was phenomenal in game one.
And then he was good early in game two. But yeah, I don't think you need him. I don't know what game you're going to get. We've talked about this for years now. That was the JB game. That was the Peyton Pritchard game. That's the Drew Holiday game. That's the Derek White game. You have more than enough with what you have available that if a couple guys play well and then a few guys just kind of play complimentary basketball, I don't have any fears. And maybe this is listening to Rich Keefe too much in the way he has downplayed Dallas and picked the Celtics to sweep, and he was wrong there. I picked him in six. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Were you five or six? I know
six.
You had a okay.
Six. Same number of Super Bowls.
We're still in play here. Now I actually think it'll be five. I don't think it'll go six, which is weird coming off that horrific loss and the way it went down. But I just take care of your business. I think they're going to be motivated, and I think they should probably avoid what you're saying. I don't think you want to lose this game. Now you start talking. Now people like Charles Barkley and Shaq and all these shows start having interesting conversations. And now, you know, you not playing well, Jason Tatum, gets magnified. Oh, well, maybe if their superstar did a little more, they wouldn't have started to see the other team chip away at their series lead. So I would, it's in their best interest to finish this on Monday night, I would say.
Yeah, I don't want to see them go back to Dallas. I don't want to see them have to, you know, last year they almost became the first team to ever execute coming from behind in a championship caliber series as they were down 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. Game 6, of course, with the famous Derek White putback at the last second. Everybody thought they were going to complete it only to see Tatum roll his ankle, 38 seconds into the game? Ball game over, Heat win, and then a very lackluster NBA Finals where the Nuggets finally get their championship came to pass. This would I'm not even there yet.
Confidence.
I know, but when you, I don't know, something about when you lose by 38 points and you've played with fire a couple other times in the series.
Just one loss, Fitzy. Just because it's 38, whatever you played.
Saying,
one loss. It's one loss. It doesn't count more.
You sometimes fear the team that is going to play like it has nothing to lose? Don't they take some of the chances you need sometimes to win when your back is against the wall with big, you know, with stakes this significant?
You know what I'd always rather be?
What?
The better team. Always. The better team doesn't always win, but I'd always rather be the better team. Who's the better team?
The Celtics are the better overall team. However, one of the pieces that makes them the better team is injured right now.
I don't care. Okay, so take Porzingis out of it. Just take the players that you think are healthy.
Well, he took himself out of it, actually.
Yeah. Just take the players that are going to play. Who's the better team?
Celtics.
Yes, and I don't know what the pause and the drawn-out C was for. It's the Celtics, and it's not close, in my opinion. The Celtics are still significantly the better team. Yes, they have a couple all-time greats, as Kyrie reminded us a couple weeks ago, and he's there with Luke and all that. So do the Celtics. Those guys are all-time greats. So are the Celtics. I believe all four players in this series are already Hall of Famers atop the rosters. So, I'm not going to fear. It's not a deer. It's a Mav. I'm not going to fear the Mavs, to steal the phrase from Milwaukee, because I'm the better team. And momentum, sure, it's a thing. They lost a game on the road. That was human nature. I really believe that's the end. That's the be-all, end-all of that game. Human nature. Do we really need to win tonight? Be kind of cool to win at home. And I just think it's spiraled in that direction. And this team is probably more susceptible to human nature than a lot of teams are. It's still young. It's still developing. We've talked about Drew Holiday as the only champion and the guy kind of showing them the way and those types of things. So, yeah, they let human nature catch them. They weren't at their best. I think they'll be fine on Monday night. I'm not worried.
And looking at the box score from Friday night, too, it's really stunning. Derek White. 31 minutes played, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 6 points.
Yeah, not great.
Horford, 23 minutes. I mean, he had 3-4-3. But also, my God, Jaylen Brown. Well, he's entitled to an off night after the way he's played right now. Jason Tatum, 27 minutes, 5 boards, 3 assists, 15 points.
It's funny because, you know, I'm a Jaylen Brown guy, and I agree with our buddy John Corrales that Jaylen Brown is probably the leader toward MVP right now. But I'd actually like to see Jason Tatum have an MVP performance. Come out and pull a Luka. Have 22 in the second quarter. Just put the team on your back and say, this is Jason Tatum Celtics, and Jason Tatum Celtics are about to win a ring. I would love to, because that's who he's supposed to be. I would like to see that, even as a Jaylen Brown fan.
Yeah, we've got some interesting cuts that just came in from Media Day that I'm looking to share. Nico, in our shared document right there, I also just shared one with you. If we could effort to grab this as well. Kyrie Irving speaking via our friends at NBC Sports Boston, the NBC Sports Boston Celtics feed. Kyrie Irving opened up a little bit about his time in Boston. and why he didn't like it so much and what that meant to him. This is a very, very, very interesting. But first, we're going to start with Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla was asked, this comes from our friend Justin Turpin, the Terp, who does a great job covering the Celtics for WEEI.com. Joe Mazzulla was asked a thoughtful question about how much it would mean to him to join a list of legendary coaches to win an NBA Finals in Boston. His response is this.
Let's talk about, you know, it's all about the players. But you're a young coach. What would it mean for you personally, coach, to be a part of that?
That'll never happen if you don't run back on defense, rebound, execute, and get to your spacing. It's the most important thing.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, I mean, Joe Mazzulla, like, the thing about the Joe Mazzulla brand is I don't quite understand it, yet he's always on brand. He's like a little bit aloof, off kilter, hyper-focused, weird, heady, surreal, zen, odd. I mean, Joe Mazzulla, just where are you with the Mazzulla experience? If they win tomorrow night, he'll probably have 5 million new fans that'll be like, I don't care, he's our brand of weird. Because winning always works, just like Belichick. Like, I don't care. Oh, he's mean to the media? Oh, he makes fun of everyone? Oh, he doesn't like snap face? That's cool, because he's our coach and we win. If Mazzulla wins tomorrow night, great. And if they don't win tomorrow night, if he doesn't hang the banner from the rafters tomorrow night, then I don't know. Just what does it mean to you? Oh, we got to, you know, defense, rebound, execute, get back to your spacing. He's right, but also, like, maybe he just doesn't want to think about it now, or, God, the programming and the wiring in him. Have you ever met or heard from someone like Joe Mazzulla before?
Well, I mean, I think there's some Belichick in there. I think there's these guys that fancy themselves geniuses that maybe are geniuses and are just different, or a little bit unique. Now, if what I think happens is going to happen, he's going to win tomorrow night, and I think he's going to win two more titles in the next few years. I think you're seeing the birth of a run. I think he's going to become insufferable because he's already a bit of a dink, and he's never won anything. He has no reason to be a dink. So I do think he's going to go down the road of Belichick was emboldened to become more dinky. Popovich was emboldened to become more dinky. The more rings you have, the more titles you have, the more your quirky personality can really expand and do whatever it wants. So I think
be
that's
more
coming.
Dinky. That's
yep. I think, and I'm rooting for him to be more dinky, because the more dinky he is, I think it will be because the more winning they're doing, and
isn't
I want them to
dinkish?
Win.
Dinkish. I don't know. Dinky.
Sure.
Desk.
Whatever. Dinky. Dinkish. Whatever you want. But I'm rooting for it. And then,
yeah.
And,
go ahead.
Right. Like, because otherwise, the opposite is true. Imagine if they gag this away. Now he is questioning everything he's ever been about, and his job is on the line heading into next year. He could be fired midseason. Who knows? So I want him to become more dinky, because I think that will come with championships and wins.
Okay, speaking of being a dink, one of the true dinks of Celtics Nation, the NBA, and of course all Boston sports, now one of the great villains who hasn't played his pivotal role yet in the series, but you never know, coming back, you know, he ended his schneid that he was on. I believe he was 0-13 ever since stomping on Lucky the Logo, and then won a game, and then finally broke that Friday night with the Mavs 38-point curb stomping of the Celtics. Now he's 1-13 against the Celtics in stomping on Lucky the Logo. Maybe now Kyrie feels like he's emboldened and is going to get on a new streak. I want to play this before we get to the break, Andy. As a matter of fact, you know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do. We'll actually end a segment of our show on time. When we come back, we'll come straight in with this new soundbite from Kyrie Irving talking about his time in Boston, why he didn't like it here. I have a feeling this is probably going to anger a few more Celtics fans, as if you needed reason alone or reason more to not like Ultra Dink, as Andy Hart likes to call him, Kyrie Irving. This soundbite from Media Access earlier today before Game 5 tomorrow night with Mr. Kyrie Irving should definitely rile the masses and the mass holes alike. 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. We'll hear from Kyrie when we come back in anticipation of Game 5 tomorrow night on ABC. Right now, you're listening to Fitzy and Hart on a beautiful Father's Day on WEEI.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
Visit the 99 this Father's Day weekend for a great lineup of menu specials Dad'll love, like the Backyard Barbecue Combo, Fried Seafood Platter, or their famous Colossal Lobster Rolls. You gotta love the Nines.
I'm Mark Trissy, president of Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Since 1946, we have been proud to bring quality products like Harvey Windows and Doors to our customers.
Made in New England, Harvey products are cost-effective, energy-efficient, and built to last. And we support our products with world-class customer service.
That's Joe Dennehy, our rep for Harvey Windows.
Whether you want replacement windows or new construction windows, you can count on Harvey products for outstanding craftsmanship and durability. And Jackson Lumber and Millwork, a Harvey Gold Partner dealer, can supply everything you need.
Our mission at Jackson Lumber has always been to provide great service, quality materials, and the most innovative products in the industry to our customers.
Jackson Lumber and Millwork is a high-quality distributor of windows and doors with outstanding service in their market. Builders and remodelers can rely on the experienced Jackson sales team to support their needs in the field.
Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork in Lawrence, Woburn, Amesbury, and Raymond, New Hampshire for all your building materials and supplies. Or visit us online at jacksonlumber.com. That's Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
Headed to Fenway for a game? Park in Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observatory, just a short walk to Fenway from the Pru.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There are places, people, and conditions in this world that almost seem beyond hope. But not when Mercy Ships is there. Mercy Ships is a place restoring sight to the blind, normalcy to the deformed, beauty and happiness to the outcast, and joy to the brokenhearted.
And many times, you can almost see the life coming back into them.
Can't beat that.
Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, staffed with some of the most skilled volunteer medical professionals and crew. Mercy Ships is the reason why hope is now in sight for those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
If you are drowning with $25, $50, even $100,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, listen to the following reviews people just like you are giving accredited debt relief and why you should make the call.
I'm glad I made that call. I feel like I can finally breathe again.
In one afternoon, several tons of financial stress vanished.
I truly felt like I was talking to a friend.
Well, I feel like I did business with a guardian angel. I literally cried. Thank you for saving my life.
Imagine feeling that kind of relief. It can happen. Make the call. Learn how much they can save you. There's no pressure, no obligation, just a call. Accredited Debt Relief has helped over 300,000 qualified consumers pay off over $1 billion in debt, earning an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They are the debt solution experts. So see how much they can save you. Call 877-250-8884. 877-250-8884. That's 877-250-8884. Program and services not available in all states.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Yeah, I mean, when I look back on it, getting traded here, this wasn't one of my options. You know, it wasn't like number one on my list. So when the trade opportunity got approached to me, you know, instead of going back and appreciating the Celtics history, I just came in with an open mind and just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to go with the flow into this. But I think that was the wrong approach, you know, just being young. But now that I'm a little older, you know, hindsight looking back on it, I definitely would have taken the time to get to know people within the community, talk to some of the champions that have come before me, actually extend myself to them instead of the other way around, expecting them to be there for me and give me advice. Because they've been through it. They have championship pedigree here. They've shown it for years. They're one of the most winning franchises in all of sports. So you have to show your respects here. And I think that's what I struggled with initially, was figuring out how I'm going to be a great player here while winning championships, while also leading a team and selflessly joining the Celtics organization or the cult that they have here. You know, and that's what they expect you to do as a player. They expect you to seamlessly buy into the Celtics pride, buy into everything Celtics. And if you don't, then you'll be outed. And I'm one of the people that's on the outs. I'm perfectly fine with that. You know what I mean? I did it to myself. They don't welcome me in with warm embrace, even though I know a lot of people in the organization and my friends still here, some of them. But, yeah, it was just a doing to myself, and that's what I was talking about in terms of accepting the choices. But looking back on it, definitely would have showed my respect and had more of a counsel around me from some of the Boston Celtics that had came before me to explain what the pressure is like. So.
Very interesting indeed. Dallas Mavericks guard Kyrie Irving opening up on what happened during his time in Boston, what he feels he did wrong, how Boston is not a culture. Well, he actually, in his eyes, you can't spell culture without cult. And the fact
didn't
that
care
he,
for that.
Yeah, I didn't. That part really bothered me.
So
it's a
he
cult?
Thinks it's negative and, to come in with an open mind and go with the flow. Oh, I wouldn't do that again. What?
Yeah, no, I would definitely, I'd have my expectations calibrated. Well, first of all, you can always talk to your elders, talk to the veterans, talk to the people that can tell you, what's it like here? What does it take to navigate the streets? What are the fans like? What does it sound like? What does it sound like when you hit a game-winning shot at the Boston Garden as opposed to somewhere else? What, this, that, who, how, why? Please give me more. Download, digest. You can never not be better, pardon my double negative, by consuming as much experience and veteran savvy and insight as possible. But for him to say, like, they expect you to buy in, and like, if you don't buy in, you'll be on the outs, and I got outed.
Yeah.
Were you a basketball island? Were you so great? Yeah, you hit a big shot and you scored 40 points in a game 7 to help the Cavs and LeBron James win an NBA Finals. You came in with high hopes and great expectations because you're a great basketball player. Few can handle the round rock like you can, Kyrie. But to call Boston and Celtics culture a cult and that he wasn't buying in on that, God, am I sorry that I ever bought into or believed in this guy for a second. What an app. He's not a fraud. He's an ass.
And so he expected people to come to him. That's what he was just voicing. He expected
more. Who is he,
more,
Jesus? My God.
Like, yeah. Like, no. I don't care who you think you are. Bill Russell doesn't need to come to you. You go to Bill Russell or whatever legend you want to pick.
Yeah.
From Celtics cult years gone by. It's just
cult.
A typical, a lot of words, a pseudo-intellect, a guy who thinks he's the most analytical, smartest guy around.
Smartest guy in every conversation, just, the wisest guy in every group chat.
So unlikable. What a dink. He's a dink.
That caught me off guard. I gotta say, you know.
It caught you off guard that Kyrie's a dink?
No, just the manner in which he went about that. I was not expecting him, like, the because it's a minute and a half long. It's a wordy response.
Oh yeah,
words. You know, words. Another Kyrie word salad. But you know, the way it started off, it seemed like he was almost humbled by it. Like, you know, hey, I wish I did things differently here, and you know, it should have worked out because I really enjoyed the passion of these fans. And we had, you know, obviously some young stars who are now on the grandest stage, a win away from their first championship. Maybe we could have been something special. You know, I have to learn from it, but here I am now, and I wish them nothing but the best, except when they play against us. That would have been a humble, grown-up, mature statement. Instead, now he calls the Celtics a cult? I didn't hear that incorrectly, did I?
No, he said cult. Absolutely.
A cult.
That's not, we're not too old or whatever. That's not how they say culture now, is it? You know, everything's shortened these days. That's not a thing. We didn't shorten culture to cult universally, did we? It still means cult.
Yeah, no, I've never heard culture shortened into cult. Cult is cult.
Yeah.
Cult is short for a cult, yes.
I think he said it intentionally. I think he, and because the tone of which he says, then you're out and I'm one of the guys on the outside, like, you are the one who took yourself out. You said you wanted to stay in the cult, and then you exited the cult, and we're all better off for having you exited the cult, because the cult would have all died with you here.
Exactly. After lying about your love of the cult while you were here and secretly planning on an exit from the cult.
Yeah. Screw him. Screw him. He didn't make it. I thought maybe he'd make it through the series without, like, really getting me worked up or annoying me or saying something that I thought was stupid. You know, we had all these discussions about new Kyrie and how he's been this year. Nope. He ticked me off. He can go pound sand or get pounded into the court. I hope Lucky stomps on him somehow.
Yeah. Hi.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
Visit the 99 this Father's Day weekend for a great lineup of menu specials dad'll love, like the Backyard Barbecue Combo, Fried Seafood Platter, or their famous Colossal Lobster Rolls. You gotta love the Nines.
I'm Mark Trissey, president of Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Since 1946, we have been proud to bring quality products like Harvey Windows and Doors to our customers.
Made in New England, Harvey products are cost-effective, energy-efficient, and built to last. And we support our products with world-class customer service.
That's Joe Dennehy, our rep for Harvey Windows.
Whether you want replacement windows or new construction windows, you can count on Harvey products for outstanding craftsmanship and durability. And Jackson Lumber and Millwork, a Harvey Gold Partner dealer, can supply everything you need.
Our mission at Jackson Lumber has always been to provide great service, quality materials, and the most innovative products in the industry to our customers.
Jackson Lumber and Millwork is a high-quality distributor of windows and doors with outstanding service in their market. Builders and remodelers can rely on the experienced Jackson sales team to support their needs in the field.
Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork in Lawrence, Woburn, Amesbury, and Raymond, New Hampshire for all your building materials and supplies. Or visit us online at jacksonlumber.com. That's Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
Headed to Fenway for a game? Park in Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observatory, just a short walk to Fenway from the Pru.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There are places, people, and conditions in this world that almost seem beyond hope. But not when Mercy Ships is there. Mercy Ships is a place restoring sight to the blind, normalcy to the deformed, beauty and happiness to the outcast, and joy to the brokenhearted.
And many times, you can almost see the life coming back into them. Can't beat that.
Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, staffed with some of the most skilled volunteer medical professionals and crew. Mercy Ships is the reason why hope is now in sight for those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
If you are drowning with $25, $50, even $100,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, listen to the following reviews people just like you are giving accredited debt relief and why you should make the call.
I'm glad I made that call. I feel like I can finally breathe again.
In one afternoon, several tons of financial stress vanished.
I truly felt like I was talking to a friend.
Well, I feel like I did business with a guardian angel. I literally cried. Thank you for saving my life.
Imagine feeling that kind of relief. It can happen. Make the call. Learn how much they can save you. There's no pressure, no obligation, just a call. Accredited Debt Relief has helped over 300,000 qualified consumers pay off over $1 billion in debt, earning an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They are the debt solution experts. So see how much they can save you. Call 877-250-8884. 877-250-8884. That's 877-250-8884. Program and services not available in all states.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Yeah, I mean, when I look back on it, getting traded here, this wasn't one of my options. You know, it wasn't like number one on my list. So when the trade opportunity got approached to me, you know, instead of going back and appreciating the Celtics history, I just came in with an open mind and just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to go with the flow into this. But I think that was the wrong approach, you know, just being young. But now that I'm a little older, you know, hindsight looking back on it, I definitely would have taken the time to get to know people within the community, talk to some of the champions that have come before me, actually extend myself to them instead of the other way around, expecting them to be there for me and give me advice. Because they've been through it. They have championship pedigree here. They've shown it for years. They're one of the most winning franchise in all of sports. So you have to show your respects here. And I think that's what I struggled with initially, was figuring out how I'm going to be a great player here while winning championships, while also leading a team and selflessly joining the Celtics organization or the cult that they have here. You know, and that's what they expect you to do as a player. They expect you to seamlessly buy into the Celtics pride, buy into everything Celtics. And if you don't, then you'll be outed. And I'm one of the people that's on the outs. I'm perfectly fine with that. You know what I mean? I did it to myself. They don't welcome me in with warm embrace, even though I know a lot of people in the organization and my friends still here, some of them. But, yeah, it was just a doing to myself, and that's what I was talking about in terms of accepting the choices. But looking back on it, definitely would have showed my respect and had more of a counsel around me from some of the Boston Celtics that had came before me to explain what the pressure is like. So.
Very interesting indeed. Dallas Mavericks guard Kyrie Irving opening up on what happened during his time in Boston, what he feels he did wrong, how Boston is not a culture. Well, he actually, in his eyes, you can't spell culture without cult. And the fact
didn't
that
care
he,
for that.
Yeah, I didn't. That part really bothered me.
So
it's a
he
cult.
Thinks it's negative and, to come in with an open mind and go with the flow. Oh, I wouldn't do that again. What?
Yeah, no, I would definitely, I'd have my expectations calibrated. Well, first of all, you can always talk to your elders, talk to the veterans, talk to the people that can tell you, what's it like here? What does it take to navigate the streets? What are the fans like? What does it sound like? What does it sound like when you hit a game-winning shot at the Boston Garden as opposed to somewhere else? What, this, that, who, how, why, please give me more, download, digest. You can never not be better, pardon my double negative, by consuming as much experience and veteran savvy and insight as possible. But for him to say, like, they expect you to buy in,
yeah,
and like, if you don't buy in, you'll be on the outs, and I got outed. Yeah. But, I'm sorry. Were you a basketball island? Were you so great? Yeah, you hit a big shot and you scored 40 points in a game seven to help the Cavs and LeBron James win an NBA Finals. You came in with high hopes and great expectations because you're a great basketball player. Few can handle the round rock like you can, Kyrie. But to call Boston and Celtics culture a cult and that he wasn't buying in on that, God, am I sorry that I ever bought into or believed in this guy for a second. What an app. If he's not a fraud, he's an ass.
And so he expected people to come to him. That's what he was just voicing. He expected
more. Who is
he,
Jesus? My God.
Like, yeah. Like, no, no. I don't care who you think you are. Bill Russell doesn't need to come to you. You go to Bill Russell or whatever legend you want to pick from Celtics cult years gone by. It's just a typical, a lot of words, a pseudo-intellect, a guy who thinks he's the most analytical, smartest guy around.
Smartest guy in every conversation, just, the wisest guy in every group chat.
So unlikable. What a dink. He's a dink.
That caught me off guard. I gotta say, you know.
It caught you off guard that Kyrie's a dink?
No, just the manner in which he went about that. I was not expecting him, like, because it's a minute and a half long. It's a wordy response.
Oh, yeah.
Another Kyrie word salad. But, you know, the way it started off, it seemed like he was almost humbled by it. Like, you know, hey, I wish I did things differently here. And, you know, it should have worked out because I really enjoyed the passion of these fans. And we had, you know, obviously some young stars who are now on the grandest stage, a win away from their first championship. Maybe we could have been something special. You know, I have to learn from it, but here I am now, and I wish them nothing but the best, except when they play against us. That would have been a humble, grown-up, mature statement. Instead, now he calls the Celtics a cult? I didn't hear that incorrectly, did I?
No, he said cult. Absolutely.
A cult.
That's not, we're not too old or whatever. That's not how they say culture now, is it? You know, everything's shortened these days. That's not a thing. We didn't shorten culture to cult universally, did we? It still means cult.
Yeah, no, I've never heard culture shortened into cult. Cult is cult.
Yeah.
Cult is short for a cult, yes.
I think he said it intentionally. And because the tone of which he says, then you're out and I'm one of the guys on the outside, like, you are the one who took yourself out. You said you wanted to stay in the cult, and then you exited the cult, and we're all better off for having you exited the cult, because the cult would have all died with you here.
Exactly. After lying about your love of the cult while you were here, and secretly planning on an exit from the cult.
Yeah. Screw him. Screw him. He didn't make it. I thought maybe he'd make it through the series without, like, really getting me worked up or annoying me or saying something that I thought was stupid. You know, we had all these discussions about new Kyrie and how he's been this year. Nope. He ticked me off. He can go pound sand or get pounded into the court. I hope Lucky stomps on him somehow.
Yeah, he can absolutely kick rocks. Boy, now I want the Celtics to win by 308 tomorrow night. Oh, he's not really welcome back here. Oh, you think?
Yeah, he shouldn't be. Why would he be welcome back here?
For what? What did he ever do here aside from, you know, get injured, pout, ask dumb questions, swear in interviews, and just generally never give...
Call us all racists, stomp on the floor. Like, he's a dink. That's my word of the day.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And that's disrespectful to Missoula, because I don't want to call Missoula a dink if Kyrie's a dink, because I don't think Missoula's as dinky as Kyrie. Could be because he's still on the Celtics and winning for him right now, though. I reserve the right to change my opinion.
Honestly, this guy is really, he is something else. Wow.
Oh, he's something else, all right. Yeah, that is a good way to explain it. And just the way he interprets the world around him.
They expect you to buy into Celtics pride. If you don't, you're going to be outed. I'm one of the people who is on the outs.
Yeah. Okay.
Holy smokes.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Because I don't.
Yeah.
I never will.
Meanwhile, Jason Tatum has delivered some sound bites that people to Taylor Snow, who covers the Celtics, does a great job. He's an in-house writer for At Celtics. Jason Tatum thinks the Celtics may have put too much pressure on themselves to be perfect in game four, explaining why they had some issues, and says Joe Mazzulla helped to loosen them up today. Quote, Joe did a great job of reminding us that it's okay to smile during war. It's okay to have fun during high pressure moments.
Okay.
Is this war?
It's not.
It's a basketball game.
Yes. Might be a battle. Competition.
Yep. Okay, a battle. Yep.
Something right, like that. Fine. But this is not a battle in the sense of war.
No, it isn't.
But, you know, it is what it is. Just yeah. Go win. Shoot ball. Make shot. Go home champion.
Now, Porzingis, I'm watching some video that our friend John Corrales, who joined us in the first hour to provide some insight as to the Celtics' attitude heading into Game 5 tomorrow night at the Garden. Corrales posted some video. There's Porzingis out there. He's loose. He's shooting. He's hanging with everybody, Andy. He's got the left leg is fine, and the right leg has a sleeve all the way up and down. It's a compression sleeve. I'm sure things are wrapped pretty tight. I'm very curious.
Any duct tape on there holding him together?
Right.
Little Toradol? He borrowed some NFL Toradol.
I don't think he's going to need... I don't know if it's going to be a painkiller issue. I wonder what that feels like. I wish somebody could explain. Has anyone in the listening audience experienced
this
Porzingis injury?
We're not
super
doing that,
curious. Well, wouldn't you want it? I mean, someone's going to make it up, I'm sure. So.
True.
Yeah, please don't call with that.
Go ahead. Call all at once and we'll put you all on the air.
I think most of the dads at this point are like, you know what? I'm 13 holes in. I've had a couple painkillers. Guys, I'll check in with you tomorrow, but I'm enjoying the companion radio as well. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. You've probably already sounded off on Kyrie, but if by chance you'd care to weigh in as a member of the cult that he was criticizing and saying that he didn't buy into, hence why he's, quote, on the outs now, feel free to. There's your telephone number. You can holler at us. The third and final hour of Fitzy and Hart coming up. Andy, of course, was present at Patriots minicamp earlier this week on Monday and Wednesday. Hello, folks. Some Red Sox fans now. The action here on Lansdowne Street is starting to pick up by the moment and by the hour. We're 4 hours away now from first pitch of Sox-Yankees. But Andy was down at Gillette this week, not just for Tom Brady night, but also for Patriots minicamp. We'll get an update on how things look down there, get his thoughts on minicamp. We'll also revisit Tom Brady and some of the highlights of Tom Brady night as well. Take a look around the NFL. And, of course, Father's Day thoughts. If anyone wants to call in, say hi to their dad, maybe make a Father's Day reminiscence, share a story, or who knows what. We want to talk about some of the great sports dads of Boston today and in yesteryear. We're here for you in the third and final hour of Fitzy and Hart, coming up on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.